What happens when God says no? Will you yet trust him if he says wait? Is he the first one you call upon when you are in trouble? Or is he just a backup option? How much of your time does God get? Or does he get any of your time at all? Join Pastor McKnight on Thursday nights from 8 to 8:30 p.m. as we learn to position ourselves for purpose and victory. Thursday, we'll discuss strategies for growing in your faith, keys to understanding your destiny, how to flow in God's favor, and so much more. Pastor McKnight would be delighted to touch and agree with you as you discover God's plan for your life. You're invited to connect with us as we grow from this place by dialing 712-775-8968 and access code 450-281. 2 Peter encourages us to grow in the grace and knowledge of Christ. So what are you waiting for? Ready, set, grow.
Welcome to Growing From This Place. This is the day, this is the evening that the Lord has made. We will rejoice. We will be glad in it. Thank you from wherever you're calling from tuning in to Growing From This Place. It's a blessing to be able to have this opportunity to be able to share the word of God with you. My prayer for you and your family, that you're all safe and that you're all well. We're just believing that God is going to do great things, that God is going to do awesome things in your life, knowing that we need the power of God, the plans of God, the protection of God in this season, in this temperature of life, in the chaos that's in our world. We, without a shadow of a doubt, need God's protection. We need God's guidance. We need God's wisdom. We need God's strength. We surely are praying for the state of our country, the state of our streets, state of our communities, and the state of the hearts of men and women. I'm telling you right now, prayer is going to have to be the primary war tool, but yet tool of healing. And when I say war tool, not fighting against flesh and blood, but against the things that are trying to activate continual racism and hatred. We need God's protection. We need the sound of every believer that's on this call to be able to speak into the atmosphere, to be able to speak against the principalities and also the rulers of darkness who want to activate and provoke havoc in our world. We also are to be grateful, and we definitely should be thankful for what God is doing in our lives. But we are thankful, we're grateful, we're seeking God, we're knowing that he is in control, and we decree and we declare that today we will see the hand of God move like never before. As I said earlier, we're believing that God's going to do great things, and thank you for tuning in and Growing From This Place. I'm getting ready to go to the word of God. Father, we ask you to bless this word tonight, bless this teaching, let it be life-changing. Let it reach to the place where it needs to reach and touch the place where it needs to touch. We're thankful and we're grateful that it's already done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I want to read from Romans 12, verse 1 through 3. And then perhaps I'll reference another scripture a little bit later. Philippians 4, 7 through 8. Romans 12, 1 through 3. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. I want to read it from another version. I want to read it from the NIV version, that same scriptural text. It says, therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. For by the grace given me, I say unto every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than ye ought, but rather think of yourselves with sober judgment in according with the faith God has distributed to each one of you. I want to deal with something tonight that God has led me to deal with. If I can change my mind, God can change my situation. If I can let God change my mind, God can change my situation. Before I get started, I want to put a disclaimer on what the thought pattern is tonight. First of all, if I can change my mind, God can change my situation. I want to start out early to let each one of us understand that God can change what he wants to change. He has that sovereign power. The way I think and the way I behave and the way I act and what I believe can embrace a mentality to where God will not go against what he says. Listen to this. When you say change, when you say change, change is to cause to be different, to alter, to give a completely different form of appearance to transform, to exchange or replace by another, to go from one phase to another. The variety of something different. To transform, to exchange, or to replace by another. To go from one phase to another. To cause to be different. To alter. To give a completely different form of appearance to literally transform. When I think about the state of our country, when I think about the state of man right now, if we are not careful, our minds can be pulled into a place to where God will not allow your thinking or my thinking to be contradictory or controversial against what he said. Many situations, I believe, in life are the same, because we want God to make decisions for us simply off of the emotional state of what we feel. And what we feel is dictated by what the world says. I'll go a little deeper, and I'll be very transparent. The world is in a situation now to where we all know about this horrific video by which we saw what happened. I try not to even think about it too much, because if you do, if you're in my position as an African-American male, black male, it can almost change your mind. Because, see, the world, there's a certain part of the world is telling us how we need to think. Some believe it's okay to think with anger, to retaliate, to hurt others, to harm others. But I believe that we have to make sure that our thinking is being driven by the Holy Spirit, or we won't have a renewed mind. And our behavior and our mentality can pass on to other generations. What is dangerous about right now is a message that's so dangerous to me, is that if we're not careful, perhaps our children are being taught the wrong mindset, that I take matters in my own hands, and when something doesn't go my way, or when something wrong has happened, then vengeance is the answer. That's not God's way. God says, vengeance is mine. I will repay. And many times, situations don't change because our minds have been seared to act a certain way. And what is dangerous right now in the world is we're about to pass on a generational mindset that can bring destruction. There are many of us right now, we have situations. I don't believe that there is no one on this call tonight that does not have a situation that we don't need God to intervene in. The question now is not whether or not we have a situation. The question is what is your mind saying about your situation? If our minds are telling us we are to be conformed to what the world thinks, or the way the world thinks, because, see, the world is not acknowledging God. It says, be not conformed. Don't be shaped. Don't be molded to this world. But you got to come into a transformation of change. And it happens by the renewing of your mind. And the only way you're going to know what the will of God is, and prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God is you got to transform the way you think. When my mind is changed, I'm able to prove what the will of God is for my life. Satan wants you to fight your own battles. The enemy wants you to engage in havoc. The enemy wants us to engage in combat. He wants us to engage in confrontation and telling off and hating and I'm gonna do what I want to do. And you can mess around and see the first place the enemy can get you thrown off is your own thinking. I heard somebody call it stinking thinking. That stinking thinking is when you start doing stuff that you know that your flesh is taking over the situation. Stinking thinking is when you start trying to prove something. And it's driven by motive, it's driven by jealousy, it's driven by competition, it's driven by trying to upstage, it's driven by trying to be better than someone else. When the wrong thinking comes, then you start taking over the narrative. That's where our country is right now. Our country's in a state right now to where man is trying to think of another way to get man to behave or get man to operate. But when you understand this, when my mind is changed, I'm able to prove what the will of God is. Now, what state or what should I change? I got to change what I think I can do without God. I got to think of how successful I think I'm going to become without God. What is this foolishness that we think we can do anything without God? Many times, the truth of the matter is, many of us go and we don't even really want to know what God thinks. We just want to know what we think. But I got to change my mind so I can find out what the will of God is. Many people are trying to do the will of God, but their minds are still in the same place of frustration, in the mindset of failure. Oftentimes, we're blaming others, but our minds need to be removed. Sometimes when I think about sometimes your mind got to be renewed. Back to the state of humility. Back to the state of dependency. This is how they say it kind of in the streets. A couple of good things happen. Now you go to feeling yourself. You go to thinking wrong. Thinking that I'm in the place where now, this is just the way it is, and this is how I'm going to function there, and we don't acknowledge God. The Bible says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not to thy own understanding, in all thy ways acknowledge him. I got to make sure that the character of the world is not, I'm not conforming to that. I'm not being shaped. I'm not being shaped. By the way the world thinks. One of the greatest tests of your life is when you can pass the thinking test. The mind is the battleground of life. There's so many people in the grave right now because their mind told them to do something. There are so many people lost. There are so many people strung out on drugs. So many people have overdose. So many people have ended up in the grave because they didn't have the ability to win the battleground of the mind. When your mind is not thinking right, you don't even recognize what God is doing. Sometimes people think you're losing and your mind can't even see that you're winning. Sometimes you don't even know how good God is because one thing wrong and went wrong today and that whole thing got your mind. Lord have mercy. Couldn't get your hair done. You couldn't get your hair cut. And that's got your mind messed up all day. Oh, my God, my nails look horrible. They look terrible. There are people with nails in the grave. There are people hair done in the grave. Their hair is nice, but they in the grave. Their nails are done, but they in the grave. And if you're not careful, your mind can take you places, to places of darkness. And you can't even see what the will of God is because you're not thinking right. You're not thinking with light. There are many scriptures and many times in the Bible that Jesus or the apostles would say to the people, why have you allowed Satan to fill your heart? Notice they didn't say mine. Because see, when your mind is not right, it transfers to your heart. See, a lot of people doing things on the street now, they talking about, you know, what was wrong and what happened to that young man was wrong. Oh, my God, I still can't hardly look at it. It still cringes my spirit. But then I see people going in stores and smashing and wanting to set churches on fire and going in the store and stealing and then hitting, stabbing the police in the neck and hitting them in the head and shooting them. And then I look at that and I say, wait a minute now. That's a mind and heart issue too. Two wrongs never make a right. That's not just in the streets. If you're not careful, just one leak. I just preached a couple of weeks ago, seal the leak. Just one leak. If you haven't heard that message, seal the leaks. Go on my YouTube channel. I don't do commercials. I don't do advertising my preach, but I just felt led to tell somebody, go look at seal the leaks on my YouTube channel. And sometimes you gotta, if you're not careful, stuff will leak through your mind and get to your heart. And then Satan can get you to operate your body because you never sealed the leak of your mind and it dripped into your heart and you pick up another whole spirit. Now, the scripture says, let me start with it because I really want to get to verse 3. Man, this time is about gone. It says, I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, a living sacrifice, a living sacrifice. In other words, if you understand who God is, if you understand your purpose, you got to be a sacrifice while you're living. The character, he says, holy and acceptable unto God, which is, one preacher used to always say, which is the least you can do, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world. Don't let the world shape you. Don't let the world tell you how to think. But be ye transformed. I got to come out of the situation by the renewing of my mind. How do I renew my mind? Isaiah 26:3 says, I'll keep you in perfect peace if you keep your mind stayed on me. The book of John 15 says, we are clean through the word. You got to stay into the word. You got to stay into worship. You got to stay into that prayer mode. that ye may prove what is that good. In other words, you got to keep your mind right so people can look at you and see what's right to do and acceptable and the perfect will of God. Now, here's where it gets interesting, because look, like, this is one of the problems of our mind. It says, "For I say through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think." You know what happens to people? Here's how a lot of people's mind get messed up. They start thinking they all that. And then they got a few friends who make them even swollen worse. Overrated, acting arrogant, conceited, prideful. I know this teaching. This teaching probably won't be heard again on podcast. See, you can mess around and have a few compliments, and now you're walking around like you're better than others. You don't want God to have to take you down Humble Street. Because if anybody ever been down God Humble Street, they'll tell you, don't go down that street. Ain't nothing good about that street right there. That's why I don't even ask God to humble me. I just humble myself, like the scriptures say. God ain't got to worry about me overrating myself. And no, that's not to say you're not to have self-confidence. Oh, isn't that wrong? I'm not talking about embracing low self-esteem. No, more highly than he ought to think. What you proud for? Why are we proud? Why do we let clothes swell us? Why, if we get a gift from God, why, if we could preach a certain way or pray a certain way or sing a certain way or maybe got a degree or maybe, you know, accomplish some educational thing, accomplish some economical thing, we not all done just switch. Our mind just done got out of whack. Not to think of yourself more highly than you ought to think, but to think soberly. Now, when he says soberly, the opposite of soberly is drunken. You don't mess around and got drunk off your own face. You don't mess around and got drunk off your own ability. You're not sober. You're not thinking clearly. There's some people out there I was looking at the rioting and the looting, and I was seeing all those people running around there with no mask, all up in one another's face. I said, they ain't thinking soberly. Because Corona can keep you out the streets and take you straight to the grave. God can handle your situation. You got to change your mind. That's not to say we're not to stand up for what's right. That's not to say that we're not to speak out. It's so much hatred. It's so much bitterness and anger. People going on with social media like they are expert and they lights off. People going over social media and trying to act like they all that and their phone bill ain't paid. Wanting attention in the midst of a crisis, because we thought of ourselves more highly than we ought to think. Old people used to say, you better keep your foot on the ground. Keep your feet on the ground. Make sure your head still on your body. We got to think soberly. Your test right now, the greatest test right now that you have in life, is to think right so you can hear God's spirit. And don't be making no hasty decisions. I'm going to say three things really quickly, and I'll close this out. This time looked like it went by super fast. Here's one thing I want to say to you, and it's three nuggets. When it's time for me to go to the next level in my life, three things that I must do. Three things I must do when I want to get to the next level, especially in this season. Number one, God has to change your mind about what is really important. You know, a whole lot of people around here worry about stuff that's not even that important. That's number one. God had to change my mind about what is really important. You need to refocus back on what is really important. Ask yourself, is that really important? Should my mind be all caught up into that right now? Where is the production of that? Where does that harvest lead me? That's number one. Number two, enemies are necessary. Because it lets you know that there has to be something significant and important about you, or enemy wouldn't be necessary. The enemy doesn't fight anything that God loves or God has a plan for. The enemy has already tried us in so many ways that we don't even know about. You got a whole hater, sorority, and fraternity you don't even know about. But they're necessary because God's going to get glory out of that. And you have to not let that mess with your head. You can't talk about that. You get every day. Because you got to think about what is most important. What's most important is that I accomplish, is that I plan, is that I bring God glory. What's most important is that I win. Let everybody else complain. But you got to think right. Number one, you got to get back to what is really important. The will of God, your purpose, your destiny, your goals, your dream. Number two, enemies are necessary. And number three, valleys make me look for mountains. When I'm at my lowest point, you got to understand, if I'm here, God's about to take me higher. When adversity comes, a miracle is in waiting. And if you start thinking like that, I've been picked to bring God's glory. I can't worry about the haters. Can't worry about who. Matter of fact, let me think that you're against me. And all happens within me is a God in me rises up to another whole level. If you can change the way you think, God will change your situation. You can't think that if you complain and worry and cry and scream and kick, he's going to come. He's going to come when you stand up in faith and say, let the crowd go which way it wants to go. I'm going to go the way God wants me to go. I'm going to trust God. I'm going to believe God. Enemies are necessary. And when I'm in valleys, I know he's a God of my mountains. I just can pick. Settle that. And one thing I'm not going to ever do is start thinking of myself Some people think they're humble. We're humble with our mouth, but arrogant with our heads. Let's think right so God can change our situations. Father, we thank you for your love. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace, for your good, your God, and you're worthy to be praised. There is nobody like you in all the earth, and we bless your holy name. We thank you, God, that at the end of the day, when it's all said and done, you are yet in control. We pray for our nation. We pray for our streets. We pray for our country. We pray for our cities. We pray for our communities. We pray for our families. We pray for those that are broken. We pray for those that are disturbed, those that are hurting, those that are angry, those that are just broken. We pray now that you bring healing. There's so many people that are distraught. But God, I ask you now to release angelic protection and strength. And at the end of the day, we win with God. Thank you, God, that there is a greater season. There's a greater door. And there is greater victory. We decree it, we declare it, and we could say it that it's already done. Release favor. You told us to declare June as a month of favor. We thank you that we're thinking right. We're thinking God's way. And we love your name that it's already done. In Jesus' name we pray. Got some shout outs, gonna let you go. Birmingham, Alabama is on this call, Mobile, Alabama. Los Angeles, California, Troy, Michigan, Brentwood, New York, Jackson, Mississippi, Winston-Salem, North Carolina, Greensboro, North Carolina, Charlotte, North Carolina, Gainesville, Florida, Palm Coast, Florida, Miami, Florida, Baltimore, Maryland, Montgomery, Alabama, a lot of Alabama tonight, Buffalo, New York, Rochester, New York, Macon, Georgia, Germantown, Maryland, Dallas, Texas, Tampa, Florida, Greensboro, Arkansas, Jonesboro, Arkansas, sorry about that, Jonesboro, Arkansas is on this call tonight, Lakeland, Florida, Fort Worth, Texas, Raleigh, North Carolina, Jacksonville, Florida, Columbus, Ohio, Houston, Texas, Dallas, Texas, Virginia Beach, Virginia, Atlanta, Georgia, Roanoke, Virginia, Tallahassee, Florida, Savannah, Georgia. We got the U.S. Virgin Islands. We got Nassau, Bahamas. We have Freeport, Bahamas, all over Central Florida. I urge you to be safe. I urge you to be careful. I urge you to stay in the will of God and make sure of this. Make sure you use wisdom. Make sure you use guidance. And make sure you think right so God can change your situation. Pastor Jonathan McKnight, thank you for tuning in to Growing From This Place. Have an amazing evening, and God bless.
Thank you for calling into Growing From This Place with Jonathan L. McKnight. For special prayer requests, email us at growingfromhere@gmail.com. We look forward to you joining us every Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Remember, you win.